You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mutin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York. I am here to weigh in on questions, topics of interest, things that I'm compelled to bring you with regard to health and nutrition, wellness, vitamins, minerals, your lifestyle, all of the above. As we nutritionists are concerned about medical nutrition therapy. I am indeed a medical nutrition therapist. We treat medical conditions with nutrition, right? It's root cause medicine and nutrition. That's what we're looking at. And I want to talk to you today. By the way, the email, if you want to email me questions, topics of interest, that email is questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. I want to talk to you about the fungus around us. The fungus around us. Not so much the stuff that may be dangerous, but medicinal mushrooms. Medicinal mushrooms. Now, I'm not talking about psychedelics here. I'm talking about mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms. They're believed to have many pharmacological properties, and they've been used to treat various conditions for hundreds of years, and mostly in Asia. Now, for over 30 years, they've been approved as an addition to standard cancer treatments in Japan and China. Absolutely. I've seen that on the roster of things to take with regard to cancer treatment, as well as other intractable immune problems. You know, you keep getting a cold, or you keep being run down, or something is going on with immune function or response, right? And the point is to get to the root cause of that, but things that can help to stimulate immunity, to help immunity, are these medicinal mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms. Today, those mushrooms are also used to help treat lung diseases as well. The biological effects of medicinal mushrooms vary depending on the chemical nature of the bioactive metabolites within the fruiting body and the mycelium of the mushroom, as well as the fungal species. Now, they're commonly thought to contain anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, antioxidant, and anti-cancer properties. There are around 14,000 different species of mushroom-producing fungi that have been described. Gee, I wasn't even aware that there were that many species of mushroom-producing fungi. 14,000. So, this estimate is only likely a small fraction of existing species. Some estimates suggest there could be more than 22,000, up to 140,000. Wow. However, many mushroom species are inedible, and only 10% of them are known. Of the 300 edible mushroom species, only 30 have been domesticated and only 10 are commercially grown. Remember that many mushroom species are inedible. So do not go into your backyard or into another garden or forest area or other woods foraging for your own mushrooms unless you are an absolute expert in doing so. And I want to say to you, it's not enough to say, oh, I got a book and I looked at the pictures and the mushroom I picked doesn't match with this picture of the thing that might kill me. I just wouldn't do that on your, I just won't. I'm not going into the woods behind my backyard foraging for mushrooms. Not doing it. I'm not an expert. I would only consult with an expert and maybe follow them around if I wanted to do something like this. Anyway. We don't need to go this far because if we're talking about immune function, you're likely going to be taking this in substance form. Besides, you know, using these other domesticated mushrooms in your cooking, right? So many mushroom species are inedible and only 10% of them are known. Of the 300 edible mushroom species, only 30 have been domesticated, and only 10 are commercially grown. Thought to be nutritional powerhouses containing a myriad of health benefits, cordyceps, reishi, shaga, shiitake, lion's mane, turkey tail, maitake, oyster, agaricus, white button, portobello, cremini, and tremella are the most popular medicinal mushrooms. These mushrooms are believed to provide immune support, support healthy inflammation response, support brain health, boost cognition, support the nervous system, increase energy and stamina, as well as being rich sources of potent anti-aging antioxidants. Let me name them again. Cordyceps, reishi, shaga, shiitake, lion's mane, turkey tail, maitake, oyster, agaricus, white button, portobello, cremini, and tremella. These are the most popular medicinal mushrooms. These are the 13 that I just named. Support healthy inflammation response, brain health, cognition, support the nervous system, increase energy, stamina, potent anti-aging antioxidants. These are very rich sources. Now, of these mushrooms that I, the 13 that I named, there are five mushrooms considered to have the most health benefits. Now, cordyceps are commonly used in traditional Chinese medicine for their energizing effects. The mushroom contains beta-glucans, which help to deliver oxygen to cells and increase both energy and stamina. They may also help to improve immunity, kidney function, and sexual dysfunction. Traditional healers use this mushroom to improve energy, appetite, stamina, and endurance, to revitalize fatigue, treat stress, support digestion, and promote lung health. This is cordyceps. Reishi mushrooms, R-E-I-S-H-I, reishi mushrooms, have been used for thousands of years in Eastern medicine where royalty considered it to be the mushroom of immortality. And they use it to promote longevity. Reishi may help boost the immune system, decrease the size of tumors in some cancers, and improve the quality of life for cancer patients. Traditional Chinese medicine uses these mushrooms to support sleep, reduce stress, encourage healthy aging, and support the urinary tract, as well as promote lung and respiratory health. So that was reishi. The first of the five was cordyceps. The second is reishi. The third is shaga, C-H-A-G-A, mushrooms, are rich sources of potent antioxidants, which help to protect our cells from damage caused by free radicals, which can lead to chronic inflammation and increase the risk of heart disease, right? It's this chronic inflammation that becomes a problem, not the short-term acute inflammation, like if you fall and break your leg or you cut yourself and it gets all inflamed and swollen. That's a good, healthy inflammation. That's your body's response to an accident, a trauma. But when the inflammation becomes chronic, that can increase our risk of heart disease. So shaga mushrooms may help to lower cholesterol. And I'm in the school of thought of you don't want it that low. So you don't want it too low. You want it just right for you, for your body and your brain and your system. Shaga may slow cancer growth, support the immune system, and reduce blood pressure. This mushroom has over 200 preclinical studies showing promising benefits for modulating inflammation, supporting digestion, antioxidant activity, antimicrobial activity, and being adaptogenic. Adaptogens are great. They help adapt your own body, your own nervous system, endocrine system, immune system. Adaptogenics are wonderful. Number four, shiitake mushrooms, S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E. Mushrooms are great sources of protein, fiber, vitamins, minerals, beta-glucans, and anti-aging antioxidant compounds. They also contain B vitamins, which may help support skin and hair, as well as promote heart and immune health. Traditional Chinese medicine uses this mushroom to support a long and healthy life and promote healthy circulation. Shiitake mushrooms may also help to maintain cholesterol levels, modulate blood sugar levels, and support healthy inflammation responses. We often say shiitake mushrooms. It's shiitake. I think I learned the proper pronunciation from Ming Tsai, the chef. Ming Tsai, he says shiitake. And when I looked at the spell, I'm like, yeah, it's not shiitake. Shiitake. That makes sense. And by the way, I've been spelling the names of these mushrooms. The first one, cordyceps, I didn't spell. Let me spell cordyceps. C-O-R-D-Y-C-E-P-S, cordyceps. So cordyceps was one. Reishi is the second. Shaga is the third. Shiitake is the fourth. And number five is one you've been hearing a lot about recently. Everybody's been talking about, at least in the last couple of years, in my world, lion's mane. Lion's mane mushrooms may support healthy brain function and neuron generation due to containing a multitude of important compounds like beta-glucans, which are immunomodulating antioxidants, and neuroprotective phytonutrients. This mushroom is used in traditional Chinese medicine to help treat digestion issues, fatigue, water regulation, memory problems, and stress-related disorders. So, mushrooms may be a fungus around us, but that is not deterring most people from adding them to their meals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that the average American consumes around 3 pounds of mushrooms annually. I love mushrooms. Anytime I'm making a steak or a burger, or at least most of the time, I love to saute mushrooms in butter, maybe with a little olive oil too added to that butter. Mushrooms as well as onions. I love to saute all of that and have that on my steak, on my burger, with my lamb chops. It's a favorite. I just love mushrooms. So, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that the average American consumes around 3 pounds of mushrooms annually. Mushrooms are functional foods that help us to decrease the risk of cancer, lower sodium intake, lower cholesterol, protect brain health, stimulate a healthy microbiome, fight chronic inflammation, and support the immune system. Edible mushrooms, and again, I'm not talking about, you know, psychedelics here. I'm talking about healthy mushrooms to use in your eating, to cook, to make, and to eat. Edible mushrooms, they're low in calories. They happen to be low in fat. They don't contain any cholesterol. Edible mushrooms are also nutritious, making them a great snack choice to help support weight management goals. I don't know that you would walk around eating some raw mushrooms, pulling them out of your purse like something else, you know, an apple, a handful of almonds. Mushrooms contain protein, fiber, vitamins, including vitamin D. If your mushrooms have been ripened in the sun, like shiitake mushrooms, if they have been ripened in the sun, they will contain higher amounts of vitamin D. Mushrooms contain protein, fiber, vitamins, including vitamin D, minerals, and antioxidants to support healthy aging. And moreover, eating mushrooms has been linked to protecting against a number of conditions like cognitive decline, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Well, diabetes and high blood pressure are more a lifestyle choice. You know, diabetes is carbohydrate toxicity, as I heard it called recently by Dr. Ken Berry. It is, because diabetes is a condition of carbohydrate intolerance. Calling it carbohydrate toxicity, that is spot on, in my opinion. Absolutely. And all that insulin contributes to high blood pressure as well. I'm talking about type 2. Eating more mushrooms is not going to help you reverse your diabetes if you're going to continue eating a high-carb diet. Eating more mushrooms is not going to help lower your blood pressure without changing your diet and its intended weight loss. When we lose even as little as 5-7% of our weight, blood pressure can come down. This is important. So go enjoy these wonderful mushrooms, the ones you find in the grocery store, the shiitake, the oyster mushrooms, the white button, the portobellas, the crimini's, all of these, get them. I go to the produce market, I'll pick up a package of mushrooms, I'll do different types of mushrooms, you can make your own mushroom soup as well. You add them to stews. I love adding mushrooms to stews and pot roasts when I'm making a pot roast or I'm making a stew, whether it's a beef stew, a lamb stew, chicken stew, or something else. Not so much chicken, but beef or lamb stews. I love adding mushrooms to that. It really adds a depth of flavor to your stock and your soup. It's a beautiful, deep, rich depth of flavor to your stock, like you've been cooking it for hours. Well, pot roast, you kind of are cooking for hours, aren't you? So that's a thing. But please enjoy these mushrooms. Now, people who shouldn't have these mushrooms, if you have candida, you know, yeast overgrowth, things like that, and you happen to be treating it with candibactin and stuff like that, stay away from mushrooms for a period of time. Your overgrowth, your yeast overgrowth condition is not a forever thing. Your candida condition, candida overgrowth condition is not a forever thing. You're going to treat it, get it back down to normal levels. Remember, candida resides in our gut. It's part of our ecosystem. It's part of the entire gastrointestinal tract from the mouth to the anus, even maybe some on our skin. It's the overgrowth that becomes a problem. So we want it to become normal levels once again. Once you've taken care of any yeast condition or candida overgrowth, anything like that, or any SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, oftentimes that candida in the large intestine may back up a little into the small intestine and you get some small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Once you are done treating that, and I'll tell you what, it's fed more by sugar and poor diet and other things than anything else, you can start reintroducing mushrooms and enjoying all of these beautiful mushrooms. The fungus around us, medicinal mushroom. This, by the way, was on worldhealth.net, a nice resource. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.